Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip.
Hi, welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. This week, I'm bringing back a topic that seems to be a recurring theme, especially now that the year is almost over. We have a few days left, less than 60 days to wrap up the year. You're not done yet. Don't quit now. Don't start giving up and thinking you're going to move to it next year. Continue to keep up the momentum to change what it is that you're doing. Come on. Keep it up. Don't change. The year's not over yet. Come on now. So with that being said, because mentoring is something that's really key, because if you had a good mentor right now, that's definitely making sure that you are pushing it now, keeping up the momentum. So listen to the audio of this topic that I talked about last week. I'm going to paste it here. And don't forget about the webinar coming up this Thursday.
How to be a good mentor. Mentoring is a skill like any other. It's not something you decide to do one day out of the blue. It requires discipline for both you as the mentor as well as the people you're mentoring. The first requirement to be a good mentor is to ensure your mentees will do what you ask. If they don't take the arrangement seriously, you're going to waste your time. Therefore, don't agree to mentor people just because they ask. Try to get more information about their work ethics, etc. Also, try to ascertain if they're motivated and proactive. These are your ideal candidates to help. You want to set up rules right from the start. Determine what your responsibilities will be as well as what you expect from the people you mentor. It's even better if you get this in writing. Recording the responsibilities ensures there are no misunderstandings later. Define boundaries as much as possible. It's okay to tell your mentees to call you after work hours once in a while. However, don't let them call you for every minute detail. Let them know ahead of time for what reasons they can contact you. Be firm in your expectations. If someone's not living up to what you expect of them, you may need to terminate the arrangement. It's up to you if you want to give them a second chance. Your time is valuable, however. Don't let them take advantage of you. If they aren't willing to do what you ask, you need to move on. If you're mentoring for pay, don't sell yourself short. Mentors are expensive for a reason. Make sure you give great value for the money, but expect to be compensated well for your efforts. In many ways, your fee is a good litmus test. Those who aren't willing to fork up the money for your services are not going to be good candidates for mentoring them. You may believe it takes more effort to get high-paying clients, but you'd be surprised how this isn't true. If you're good and can back it up, you will easily find people willing to pay your fee. You should develop a decent network of people as a mentor. Good mentors have connections who they can call upon frequently. This ability will only work if you keep in contact with your network. Make time in your schedule to nurture your networking relationships so that you can use them to benefit yourself and the people you mentor.
Well, isn't that great information that we'll share with you? Now, make sure you list the different tips that was given to you and go try them out. Always take action on the things that are listed and that are shared with you. And you're not going to know it's valuable until you actually take action on them. With that being said, don't forget to click the link and register for the upcoming webinar this Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern time. I am in the Eastern. So that's what we're going to show next couple of Thursdays for the month of November, December. And I want to take kind of poll or survey to make sure that the 6 p.m. is convenient for you, too early, too late, and to make sure that I match your schedule, because I am here for you. It's not about exactly what I want, the convenience for me. It's about serving you. So always remember, if you have a question or tips or request, email me at info@parallelograminstitute.com, okay, to make sure you get what it is that you need. Don't forget to click the link to register for this upcoming webinar.
Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that will need the information. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply the success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.